to us, and he pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be up, all his hands are tied behind his back, that he can only give the Shefa to the world when people take the initiative and ask for the Shefa. That's A. And B, we pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted man to be involved with the physical world. It's necessary to be involved with the physical world for his own sustenance in order to stay alive, in order to be able to be metake in the world. But the problem is that when you have an interface with the world, the same way you can be metake in the world can be mekalkel you. So what serves as the antidote, what serves as the reminder of that we should be influencing the world rather than the world influencing us, that's tefillah. That tefillah serves as that reminder that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is simply a means to an end, and the end over here is the tikkun of the Adam and the tikkun of the entire world. Just to keep things properly in context, that man's connection to the world should be one of hishtadlus, rather than thinking he's really part of the animal kingdom, and with all that implies in terms of following after his ta'avot. I think we were up to Sif Gimel. Yeah. Vihinei, Hayam Echasdo Yitbarach, Latet LaAdam Makom SheYitkarev Lo Yitbarach. The fact that we can daven, we pointed out many, many times, Tefillah is an Amidah Lefnei HaMakom. It's not Shayach for man. From any logical perspective, to be omed lifnei hamakom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite and we're finite. Kadosh Baruch Hu is whole, and we are partial. Simply, it's apples and oranges. Va'afal pi shekfi matzavo hativi, that man is connected, his soul within a body. Nimtza rochok min ha'or u'mashuka b'choshech, not just a soul within a body, but the body has the upper hand in this relationship. Man is found in a world of asiyah, the world which is farthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu shenotan lo reshut she'amod lefanav v'yikra b'shmo. Right, that's why we begin Shemona Esrei with our reshut. That Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the avos reshut to stand in front of him, and that serves as the precedent, as the matir, for us to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'likro shmo, and to address HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely to create to create a line of communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'az yit'aleh min ha'shifrut asher lo b'chuko l'fi sha'a, and then at least temporarily, while we're davening, we're in a different realm. We just are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm, that we have escaped from this world that we're in, and we're as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as is possible. And in that chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the ability to daven, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ability of man to be his partner in terms of bringing Shefa to the world. We're simply in a different realm. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're having an intimate conversation. You can't, if you're having an intimate
conversation.
Huh?
Say hello.
I'll leave for 1 minute. Thank you. Zeh chomer hatfila she'asur lahafsik b'klal. In other words, that this morning I spoke to my wife and I heard a telephone in the background. She said, I'm talking to you. I'll get a message. In other words, so if that's how a person relates to another person, where there is a sense of kavan and ahava, kavachomer, the minoshal kavachomer, when one's talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the nehe yoto baha adam bekurva gedola ilav yitbarach. Currently you have. If you wanted to go, even just to go to visit the White House, you have to make a reservation months in advance and get all your information. And you have that specific time. And so over here, this is something, it's currently where Bekurva Gadol, the Lefanav Yitbarach, we have that audience. It's not something that lends itself to answering a phone. It lends itself even to just motioning to someone, unless we're dealing with some inyan of pikuach nefesh. Or you're bothering someone else. And that symbolically, we just don't walk away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take 3 steps back. We have to sort of decompress from that encounter by taking 3 steps back. So our 3 steps forward brings us into the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 3 steps back serve as a matir for our leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheilach acharav shalosh psiyot. Vehu shuv ha'adam ha'matzavo ha'tmidi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us on our mission. We have a shlichus to take care of. And it's every time we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remind ourselves of what our shlichus is. Then we take our 3 steps back, and we do his shlichus, and the next time we daven, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to know how things were, what we need, right? So we give him shevach, and we lay out our bakashos. We're motivated for the opportunity of being his shutaf and of seeing him everywhere, and then again take 3 steps back and continue our shlichus. Amnam hodiyunu chachamenu zechranam levracha hatnaim apratiyim hatzvichim lehitravot el hatzvila. That there are all sorts of halachot where it's proper to daven, where it's not proper to daven, where it's what with times of davening. Lehashlim inyana bein the mashenogel hakriva. Hazot shezacharnu, right? There can't be if there is an erva v'chulei. Then the mashenogel hamshachata hashpaot, that a person again ain't lano inyan imanistarot, but just to have an overall sense that our tefillah is linking all the worlds with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's able to bring the shefa into the worlds in all of the areas that we're davening about, including bringing Mashiach, including bringing a geula that we daven for on a daily basis, 3 times a day. If he calls it sidru lanu hatfila tefillah bebir chosel, you need anshei chesed hagdola to create a tefillah of with shevach, bakasha, and hodaah, and what are the areas that are meaningful in life to request the bakasha? V'chakukulanu kol yineha v'hilchoteha. V'hine kol zot shebi'arnu adhena b'kriyat shom b'tfila, v'kafi inyan ha'mitzvot ha'elu k'fi ma'sheheim. In other words, there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and we pointed out this context of Birkot Kriyat Shema. And then tfila, we're speaking about Shmona Esrei. However, Chazal expanded both before Birkos Kriyat Shema, after Shmona Esrei, built a whole structure of tefillah. Od sidru lanu misidri hatefillah seder haroi lahashlim ba'ad avodata korbanot ha'chaseira lanu mimenu. So we begin with korbanos. That's how we begin our davening, and then we move over into Psukei Dezimra, and then at the end of davening we have our tachanunim, and all of this we'll see. It's trying to be mashpia on all of the olam, starting with the olam ha'asiyah, moving over into the olam ha'yitzira, into the bria, until we hit the olam ha'atzilus within Shmoneh Esrei. Misidri ha'tfilah ha'seder ha'roi la'hashlim gam bad avodas ha'kabras chaser ata humashim itztarech lufi chidush kol yomi ha'yomim lufi chukot hazman v'kol chalakav v'yevura v'perek ha'ba l'chanim ha'b'siyat ha'dishmaya. Okay, so this perek ha'ba b'li neder, you can certainly feel free to look at. We'll do it together after Pesach. Also, we will continue into the mitzvos of the Zmanim, so he has a very, very beautiful section on Pesach. So if you want to look at that in advance, it's also be very, very nice. Okay, so just a paragraph, just to put things in context. Okay, so everyone should have a Chag Kashav Sameach. We should be zochet for Gula Shleima. And Chas V'Shalom. Yul HaShleim is still waiting until after Pesach, so we'll be back here.
Thanks, Shmona.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.